We hear again a few of the verses of the appointed gospel reading of Luke 7. And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." When John's messengers had gone, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are dressed in splendid clothing and live in luxury are in king's courts. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you, among those born of women, none is greater than John, yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." When the people heard this, and the tax collectors too, they declared God just, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the purpose of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him. In the name of Jesus. To the question of Jesus, what should we want to see? We wake up on Sunday morning, have breakfast, drive to church, maybe say hi to a few friends in the narthex, sit down in a pew. What do we want to see? Or we open our Bible during the week, maybe on lunch break, maybe before we go to bed. We open the Bible. What do we want to see? We speak with a friend, a brother or sister in Christ, maybe about a problem at work, maybe something in the family. We speak with this Christian friend. What should we want to hear from that conversation? Luke 7:24. Jesus spoke to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are dressed in splendid clothing and live in luxury are in king's courts. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet." The people Jesus is addressing had gone out to the Jordan to see John the Baptist. There this prophet is, out in the wilderness, away from the city. He's calling all sinners to be baptized into repentance and the forgiveness of sins. That comes right before this text. "So what did you go out to see?" asked Jesus to them later. "You didn't go out to see a reed shaken by the wind," which is to say, you didn't go out to see someone ready to tell you whatever is acceptable to the prevailing powers. You didn't go out to see someone telling you whatever they thought that you wanted to hear. And you didn't go out to see someone dressed in soft clothing. They are in the places of power, the king's courts. You went out to see John the Baptist. He was different, dressed in wilderness clothing, eating wilderness food, yet speaking gifts from the Lord. You don't get from the Sadducees in the city, you don't get any gifts from them. They are dressed in the acceptable clothing. They do speak the acceptable message. Acceptable, that is, to the prevailing powers and the winds of the culture. The priests at the temple and the Sadducees, they will instruct you on how to live an acceptable life, how to stay away from those who are lowly and dirty, and they'll tell you how much money to leave in the plate. But they are not speaking to you gifts from the Lord. That's the distinction. Either you're going to hear preaching of how to live an acceptable life and dedicate yourself to God, or you're going to hear preaching which speaks to you and your family the gifts of the Lord. Either the preaching is telling you what you need to do, what you need to commit, or it's telling you the opposite, what the Lord is doing and what he is giving you as gift. Do you want to hear preaching which speaks to you not how to live an acceptable life, but which speaks to you gifts from the Lord? Then if you live in Jerusalem, go out to the wilderness to hear the prophet. Go out to see John the Baptist. He's out by the Jordan gathering sinners to the Lord's word. John is calling sinners from their sin and then bestowing on them the Lord's name. He's baptizing them into the gift of repentance and the forgiveness of sins, Luke tells us, so that the sinners walk away from the Jordan, they return to their lives of work and play, but now as sinners cleansed by the gift the Lord is giving through his instrument, John. So now when Jesus is reminding the people that they went out to the Jordan to see John the Baptist, to be baptized by him as a gift from the Lord for the forgiveness of sins, the Pharisees and teachers of the law, they were listening in too. They weren't happy. Luke 7:29. Jesus said, I tell you, among those born of women, none is greater than John, yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. When all the people heard this, and the tax collectors too, they declared God just, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the purpose of God for themselves, not having been baptized by John. The Pharisees, the teachers of the law, they aren't pleased. They preach the Bible. They have no problem with that. They're known for that. They know the Bible cover to cover better than anyone, and they'll make sure that you know that about them. They want the preaching of the Word of God, though, to be about obedience, about your commitment, about you living a clean, victorious life. They want the preaching to be about, in short, your works righteousness. They did not want the proclamation to be about the sinner being cleansed by the free gift of God, the sinner being justified by the word of forgiveness, the sinner walking back into life in Jerusalem with the full knowledge and confidence that God is the giver of gifts, and by his giving of gifts, the sinner is saved. So the Pharisees and the teachers of the law reject the purpose of God for themselves. Luke 7:30. So what should we want to see? We wake up on Sunday morning, have breakfast, drive to church, say hi to a few friends in the narthex perhaps, sit down in the pew. What should we want to see? Or we open our Bibles during the week, maybe on lunch break, maybe before bed. We open the Bible. What do we want to see? Maybe we're troubled with a problem in the family perhaps, maybe at work. We speak with a Christian friend. What should we want to hear in that conversation? We want to see the gifts of Jesus. We want to hear the word to cleanse us of all sin. We want to be gathered to the one named as the Son of Man because he came among sinners to stand in for all men, all people, taking our sin upon himself. We want to hear the proclamation of the one who came eating and drinking with tax collectors and sinners and made them his own. Luke 7:34. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, look at him, a glutton and drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. We want to see the Lord who takes a child and puts his name on that child by his own promise in baptism, as we saw our Lord do this morning for little Lee, so that in baptism, and because baptism is not our work of the law, but our Lord's gift of the gospel, in baptism, our Lord is bringing to the sinner and bestowing upon the sinner all the gifts of the cross. When we open our Bibles at lunch break, at family devotion, whenever, we want to see this Lord who came not to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. That in seeing this Lord revealed in the words of Holy Scripture, we would again know the forgiveness of all our sin. And when we speak with a friend, a brother or sister in Christ, about something troubling us or them, about any travail, we want to hear not a conversation which is nothing more than a reed shaking in the wind, telling us whatever seems smooth or acceptable to our culture, but we want to hear the conversation bestowing the gifts of Jesus, the conversation of all sin, all of our sin, being taken up by him and put to death on the cross, and of the gifts of the cross being brought to us now, being bestowed upon us in our lives, in the Lord's appointed ways of the preaching of his gospel, in the bestowal of his name in baptism, in the receiving of his body and blood according to his word and promise. For he is the Lord who comes eating and drinking with sinners to bring to them all his gifts. In the name of Jesus, amen.